He's going to send more folks into the house of God. And we'll see some people saved. This has been a season, I think, a lot of things that have gone on. But one of the things that the enemy has used this, and when I was speaking with Brother Harry the other day, we were talking about all the ways that all that's happened in the last 18 months, how it is so satanic, how it is so demonic, and that it is such an attack of the enemy from all different directions. Yeah, against your physical body, but also an attack against your faith. An attack against your spirit, because there's this cloud of discouragement and depression even that comes along with all of that is from Satan. That is all from the enemy of your soul. Another thing that he's doing is he's distracting us. He's distracting us because we are in the last days and the Lord is coming soon and we don't have much time to get the word out, to get the gospel out. And that's our primary calling. Our primary purpose is to declare the name of the Lord and to preach the gospel everywhere we go. But we're easily distracted, aren't we? We're easily distracted from that. Let's read some verses tonight. I won't be real long tonight unless something the Lord makes it longer. Isaiah 55. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Praise God. Incline your ear, and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and a nation that thou knew not, that knew not thee, shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call you upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. What a wonderful verse on repentance, verse 7 is. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Praise God. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name and for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Praise God. Amen. What a wonderful chapter. The word come is in the scripture 642 times. There's not many words that get that many mentions in the scripture 642 times the word come. It's a simple word, but it is a plea. It is an invitation. It is an open invitation to whosoever will call upon the Lord. But this scripture is talking about those that are thirsty, those that are longing, thirsty for the Lord. I have to believe, I know with certainty that there are a lot of people out in our world right now that they could care less about God and they could care less about the church. They're not interested in God's will or God's word. But there are some that God is already working in them. There are some that God is already speaking to their hearts. And I really believe that God created every man with this desire to be fulfilled, and the fulfillment can only come from a relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, there's a lot of thirsty people out here in our world, and they're running and trying to find something to satisfy the longing of their heart, and nothing satisfies. I think this is the busiest vacation season I have ever seen. I mean, people have gone on vacation because school is out. Then they've gone on vacation because they want to celebrate it's now officially summer. And then they go on another trip to celebrate the 4th of July, and another trip, and about every 2 weeks. And in my Facebook feed, I'll look and I'll think, I thought they just went to Myrtle Beach. Then I'll flip through it, and I go back, and about 3 weeks ago they were there, or they were in Tennessee, or they were somewhere. I do believe that a lot of the searching and a lot of the running to and fro is really an emptiness and a thirst that's in their heart that can't. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't go on a vacation. I'm just saying that when it gets extreme, running here, there, going, doing all these things, I think that sometimes it's pretty much an indication that people are thirsty. They're thirsty, and they don't even know what they're longing for. They don't even know what they need. But here's the invitation. Everyone that is thirsty, come to the waters. Amen. Even if you don't have any money, I'm going to paraphrase now. Even those that have no money, because your money is no good as far as when you come to the kingdom of God. Your money is not going to buy satisfaction. Your money is not going to save your soul. Your money is not going to be the answer to the longing and the desire of your heart. And so the prophet Isaiah says, come and buy and eat. Come. Here's the word come. It's all through the text. Come and buy wine and milk without money and without price. Praise God. That is the gospel message, isn't it not? That is the gospel message. You just come. You just come. And you don't have to pay a price, because you cannot buy this wonderful gift of salvation. Amen. Amen. You can't buy it. You can't be satisfied by the things that you can purchase with money. You have to come to the Lord. He said, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? That's pretty much the things of this world. Amen. I've noticed, and I mentioned in a recent service, all the pop stars and the sports stars that are not millionaires, but they are now becoming billionaires. I mean, they've got so much money, they don't know what to do with themselves. They've got so many cars, and I watched a little video of this soccer player. What's his name? Cristiano or something like that. Yeah, there you go. Ronaldo, Cristiano. He's a billionaire. And someone was interviewing him and said, did your father have a lot of cars like you do? My father didn't have any cars. He said, he never had a car. He had, when he was a child, he might have had some toy cars, but never had a car. And then they said, and now, how many cars do you have? He said, I don't even know. I don't even know how many cars I've got. I've got so many cars that I don't even know how many that I've got. Oh my, that's the world that thinks they can be satisfied with millions and billions, and there's no satisfaction in the things of this world. I know one time Marcia said, I just want one chance to prove that $1 million won't ruin me. She was joking, I guess. I just want one chance to prove that $1 million won't ruin me. Well, it probably will, because we don't have it. But I do know this, we've got something that money can't buy. We do have something, and we heard the voice of the Lord saying, come, come. That as a young person, I went to the Lord, I called upon the Lord, and I was satisfied. I felt a satisfaction that I'd never felt before. So much so that all the plans that I had laid out for my years ahead, I'm going to go to this school, I'm going to be involved in this and do this, this will be my career and this will be the direction of my life. All of that was gone, and the Lord said, come. And then there was new things that he wanted to speak and do in our life. Money can't buy it. Money can't provide the satisfaction. Your labor for that which satisfieth not. Hearken diligently unto me and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. That's the glory of God's goodness and saving power that the world out there so desperately needs. Amen. And they need to come. They need to come to the Lord and let the Lord take care of their needs. And so then he says, incline your ear. You know, most everybody has ears, but most in the world today, they don't have ears to hear. They don't have ears to hear. But the prophet is saying, lean in, incline your ear, listen to me, listen to my voice. I've got something that you need to hear. Come to me, there's the come again, and hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. The same covenant that was given to David, that was also a prophetic message describing the Messiah that was to come. And he said, I'm going to make this everlasting covenant with you, that when you come to Jesus and you are satisfied in the presence of the Lord, and you receive the wonderful mercies of the Lord, it's going to be the fulfillment of my covenant with David and with the Messiah that was to come. Praise God. Hallelujah. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation. This is a nation right now we have. There's nations of the world right now that do not know God, and they're in darkness. They are blinded, and they need Jesus. They need Jesus. So that's why that we want to do all that we can to support and to back missionaries and to get the gospel all over the world, because there are nations of the world that are in darkness and they need God. And right now we have a nation right here, our own nation, that is kind of a post-Christian nation now, because of such a rejection of the Lord and of the things of God. So America even fits into this category. Thou shalt call a nation that knoweth not. America is a nation right now that knoweth not. It's moving further and further away from God. It's not interested in the Bible. It's not interested in the house of God or the things of God. Many in the world are in darkness. And this prophet is speaking of a time and a season. And would you just believe with me that we are moving into that season right now. Moving into a season when people who would not have listened to the voice of God, when they wouldn't have heard God's voice, that God by his Spirit is going to speak clearly to them and convict them and deal with them and bring them to that place of repentance and salvation. Amen. Call a nation that knoweth not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee. Praise God. Amen. That's what we're believing God for. We're believing God that once this arc of this variant starts down and gets down and people start feeling a little safer, I pray, Lord, help them to run to the house of God. At any time, let them run to the house of the Lord. Let them run to God. Let them find help in the presence of the Lord. And I believe that we are in that kind of a season right now when people might listen. They might listen. A season when they might pay attention to the voice of the Lord. Nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Amen. They'll run to the Lord because there is such a longing. There is such a need. There's such an emptiness in their life that they're going to run to the Lord. Amen. And the call of God in these last days is come, come, come. 642 times in the scripture, come, come, come to the Lord. That's the invitation for them to come and to hear the voice of the Lord. Amen. The Spirit of God. We know that God's Spirit will not always strive with man. He will not always strive with man. There will be seasons when he does work and move. And we can look at the history of the church and we see that there were revival seasons when God poured out his Spirit and they came in, they ran to the kingdom of God. And then we have dry seasons and lulls and times when people are not responding to the voice of the Lord. I'm praying that we're coming out of that kind of a season into a season when they will be calling upon the name of the Lord. Yes. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. That just lets me know that there are seasons and times when God is working, when God is moving, when God is dealing with the hearts of people. And he's not going to always strive with man, but he is dealing with people. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near, while he's wooing you, while he's drawing people and dealing with people. Praise God. Amen. We're going to have to get back to our outreach. Oh, let me tell you another encouraging word. Last Sunday, Brother Herman came up to me and said, I want my job back. Herman, you don't know how much that encouraged me. I walked away from that Sunday morning praising God. Praising God. Amen. And soon, just as soon as we can, we're going to be opening back up again with these bus routes and outreach to so many kids that need the Lord. And hallelujah. We want them to seek God. We want them to find the Lord. We want them to come into the presence of the Lord. That's the message tonight. Come, come, come and hear the word of the Lord. Come and respond to the voice of the Lord. Run to God. Run to the presence of God. Run to the house of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's been a season of distraction. We're so distracted because we're concerned about, you know, self-preservation and preserving ourselves and our friends and our loved ones and trying to do everything we can to do the right thing. And people say, well, vaccine or no vaccine or do this or don't do that. It's such a confusing season that we're living in right now. But we've got to put our trust in the Lord. We've got to call upon the name of the Lord and believe that God is going to move. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You realize how many people prayed at the midnight hour in the last few weeks? Dennis Kirby prayed 2 hours, maybe three, 2 or 3 hours before he passed away. Praise God. Same thing with Don Minton. Two little nurses went into his room after Vith had talked to them and said, is there anyone, are you a Christian? Could you talk to Don before he goes on that ventilator? And those two little nurses went in there and talked to Don about the Lord. And they prayed for him, and he prayed with them. And Vita was on the phone, and she heard it. And so she was comforted and encouraged to know. I don't encourage anyone to wait to the midnight hour. But I'm so glad for the mercies of God. For the mercies of God. And for this other lady that the Bowmans went to see a few weeks ago that also was just about ready to pass away, but gave her the gospel. Gave her the gospel. Prayed with her and with an assurance that the Lord was doing a work in her heart. And you know, it's only been, I don't know how many months, but not that many months, that Sister Dolores has been coming back to the house of the Lord Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. She has come here into this, into the house of the Lord. And I don't have any doubt but what the Lord has done some wonderful things in her heart. Good things in her heart. Praise God. For those that come, amen. Amen. Those that run to the Lord, they can find help in His presence. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call you upon Him while He is near. And this is this wonderful repentance verse, verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. He came to seek and save the lost, and He's reaching for them. And I'm just praying that so many that we're praying about, praying for, that they're going to run to Jesus in this season right now, over these next coming weeks and months, that they'll run to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's believe the Lord for that. Let's pray together. Let's believe the Lord to talk to people and to deal with people and to bring them into the kingdom of God while there's still time. We know that this opportunity, this season, is going to come to a close. We know that God is merciful today, but that door is closing. That opportunity is closing. And it won't be long. I don't know when, but I know that it won't be long until the door of opportunity is over. The door of grace is closed. Amen. So we need to pray. We need to be busy about the work of the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Let's pray together. Would you stand with me, everybody? Amen. The word tonight is come. Come. Come to the Lord. And I'm sure that you have in your mind people that you're praying for, you're concerned about. Family members, loved ones, neighbors, maybe people that you work with. They're away from God. But you never know. You never know how God may be working. You never know how God may be speaking to their hearts. So let the Lord use you tonight. Praise the Lord. I just wonder tonight if you feel brave enough to come up around the altar, if you'd do that. Amen. This is a good place here around the altar. Let's come and let's pray. Amen. Let's pray for those that are thirsty. They're longing and they don't even know what they're longing for. But somehow, God will speak to their heart and they'll respond to the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray.